The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Bell Realtor.
Pat Devaney, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Okay. You ready to talk?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I hope so. And our special guest, Mary Justice. She's with Simply New. That's her company. It's a redesign and repurposing service. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Nice to be here.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office. We have over 12 realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate. We have been in business for over 40 years. We are the recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010 and 2011 during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
You can also view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. And also there you can listen to archive radio shows. All our radio shows are up on jruddy.com, and you can listen anytime, any day or night. Also, friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy. Mary, before we start our discussion, I'd like to talk a little bit about your background, please, briefly.
Sure.
You'll let us know who you are, how long you've been doing this, and what kind of certifications you have, please.
Right. My undergrad degree is in education, so I've been working in education. I also have my master's degree in education. So I have been working in that realm, and I have been doing design all my life, all my adult life rather, and I went on to get my certification in home staging and redesign in 2005, and I have been doing it on the side, but I've been most recently doing it more full-time, and I opened up this company last year.
Simply New. So it's Simply New in terms of being a new company, but you also are providing people a service that creates a new environment.
Absolutely. It's really Simply New is just stating the part of the mission statement. I want to create simple and affordable redesign solutions. And there's a whole gamut of services that I do provide.
Okay.
And how would we get in contact with you?
I can be contacted by my website is www.simplynewsr.com, and there's additional contact information on that website, and I have a photo gallery and some other information that describes my company a little bit more further.
Okay. And do you have a phone that someone can reach you on?
Yes, I can be reached at 575-6936.
So you're a certified home staging and redesign professional. Tell me a little bit about the redesign service that you provide. What is it? What does redesign mean?
Well, redesign is really just repurposing, revising something that you have. Most of the clients I have rooms that have already been done, and maybe it's 10 years old, 20 years old, or maybe they never really did anything new to their home since they were married. I've got some older clients. And so it's just taking what they have. It may include using what they have, or we purchase new to get them a new, fresh, updated look.
Okay. So do you find that there's this emphasis on redesign and repurposing? Do you think anything tied to the economy and people pulling back and conserving and using what they have instead of going out to Ethan Allen, Raymour and Flanagan, Lazy Boy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Right. Absolutely. I think in today's market, I mean, people want to be, they really are forced to go back home. Many of them are not going to be out there to the restaurants or theater, et cetera. So a lot of people are just staying home, and I think it's very important for them to have a place where they feel comfortable, where they enjoy being, because more and more people are just really opting for just the staying at home.
Okay, so you take a room or rooms, and essentially what you do is you give it an up, maybe facelift.
Absolutely, yeah, and it may start with, it may be painting. It may include, again, using what they have. It's a wonderful process. You know, we generally, when I do meet with them, the clients, they know what they want to achieve. They may have an inspiration that they will show me, and they want to recreate that. They want to update their home, and they want that fresh new look. And by just visiting them, doing an in-home consultation, I can get a good idea of what they want. I do like, you know, all decision makers, you know, if at all possible, to be there when I meet them. And we generally will sit down, we'll talk about the space or spaces. I go through their rooms. We look at their styling, their lifestyle, because of course that's very important. They, you know, one design doesn't meet all needs. So they may say, oh, I love this look, and then we tailor it. So it's very personalized, very special, and very appropriate for the way they live and what they want.
Without spending a ton of money.
Yeah, without spending a lot of money. And I'm really mindful to that. Again, one of the reasons why I wanted to start this business was to work with people and have simple and affordable ways to achieve a really nice look.
Well, it sounds like a solution that can, you know, be possible for just about anybody. Do you find that people that usually enlist the services of you and your company maybe have a hard time pulling things together?
Yeah, a lot of times people have a lot of things. They get overwhelmed many times with all the stuff that they buy. And a lot of people are they go out and they purchase things, and they might love that. They bring it home, and then to find that it's in the closet, or it's in the garage, or it's everywhere. And they place it all throughout their home, but they don't really have the ability to pull it all together in one look. So
that's where you come in.
That's where I come in, right.
Okay, so you could see it.
Yes.
And you are able to put it all together.
Absolutely.
And yeah. So then you have really happy customers in the end.
I do, and I have wonderful clients. I do.
So do you do this service for people, maybe buyers that are looking to move and don't have the time to situate their furniture in their new home? Do you do it for sellers looking to sell their house to create a harmonious environment so that people looking, you know, take to the home and see that it's a homey place and maybe they want to be?
Right, absolutely. I do that. And I do work with people selling their homes. And again, it's all about the visual. Of course, home staging is a marketing tool. And it's a wonderful tool because it does sell homes, and it sells them fast, and it's a good solution. And I also, of course, I work with people who are downsizing. We have many people who are moving to a new home, a smaller place, so downsizing is very important.
And they probably don't know what to do with all their stuff.
All this stuff.
Right. And I'm working with some clients right now and just trying to downsize and get some ideas of what do I need. So using small space decorating is one of the services that I do offer, where we take what they have. If they're having an estate sale, even prior to it, they're having a sale, we look at those things that maybe could transition into their new space. I'm very big on using furniture that can be used for different uses. For example, you know, storage ottomans or sofas that, you know, work within a space. So we do some elimination, some editing of some of the things that they do have, but we may have to purchase some new things, you know. But again, trying to keep it very, very, you know, within their budget. I think that's what I'm
hired
really
to do.
Trying to do is right. To stay within their budgets.
Okay, good. So, you know, one of the things you just mentioned, I did research before our show, of course, and I came across some information that said, you know, buyers, when they're looking at homes, believe it or not, only 10% can visualize their things in another house. So, or if there's no furniture, only 10% can actually, and I've always said that when I see buyers that can see things and visualize, that is such a gift. So, and this is what you bring and what you offer is bringing it together and putting it together. It's helping people to achieve the environment that they want.
Absolutely. And it's a visual thing. I mean, again, just as you said, most people cannot visualize their things in a home. And there might be different rooms that are, you know, they don't really know what they want to use this room for. And if it's done in a very haphazard way, it's not helping the buyer. Because we want to entice them to go throughout the entire space and the entire house so that they can begin to visualize. And it's the details. It's a very visual thing. And I use the senses. I mean, people are very turned off by bad smells or lighting. Lighting is a very important element, and I use that a lot in my designs. And that's one of the things that that of course we look at. So
your emphasis is on, you know, creating a nice flow.
Very, yes.
And lighting, bright.
Bright lighting. You know, of course, if someone's living in a space, of course, it's important to look at their task lighting, overhead lighting, and many times we have to, you know, switch things out. If it's old and outdated, we look at, you know, getting that fresh look, because lighting is so important in a space.
Okay, good information. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 94.3 FM, The Talker. And in just a few moments, we'll be headed towards a break. But before we do so, Pat, do you have a listing to review?
Yes, please? I have a great 4-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 110 Church Street in Dunmore for $199,000. This is a really beautiful home. It's got hardwood floors. It's got a lot of the great original hardwood, you know, that stuff you're talking about. It's really beautiful, that old original woodwork. It really has to be seen to be appreciated. It has stained glass windows, a finished attic, and a detached garage. It also has a modern kitchen with lots of room and lots of light, like you were talking about. It has a great yard and great taxes. That's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 110 Church Street in Dunmore for $199,000, and that's listed by Sarah Weiss.
Thank you very much, Pat. And we have buyers, but we can't find them the house that they're looking for. So let me tell you a few things that we have going on out here. Buyers pre-approved. Trish Conway from our office has a buyer pre-approved for the Dunmore area. They're looking for 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, move-in condition, pretty up-to-date home, and they're looking in the $200,000 range. Julie Roback from our office is looking anywhere in Lackawanna County or Wayne County for 4+ bedrooms, 2 baths, and at least an acre for $185,000. Also, Sarah Weiss from our office has a cash buyer, and she's looking in the Scranton area, needs a bedroom on the first floor. That's a requirement, but it's a cash buyer, has the cash rate and account waiting to purchase that home. It's break time, so we'll be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again.
Good morning. And our special guest, Mary Justice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mary owns Simply New, a new company, but offers redesign and repurposing for homeowners, existing homeowners, or people that are looking to move to a new place, downsize, upgrade, whatever the case may be, you offer interior redesign and repurposing, which is a little bit more economical than designing, correct?
Right.
Okay. Before the break, we were talking about what you do in terms of when you go to a property, and your emphasis usually is on odors, eliminating odors. Maybe homeowner is not aware that they may, what comes to my mind is maybe a pet odor or smoking, and they've learned to live with this, so they don't realize that someone coming in may pick up on it. And it's an offensive odor. Also, lighting. You do a lot with lighting. You like bright.
Right. And again, not just bright, but just the right kind of light. It's like you want it to look clean and create the mood and create, you know, those visual effects that you want. So it's the placement of the lighting and the type of lighting.
Okay, so that's important.
Absolutely.
What do you do when you go into a house and, you know, before the break we talked about maybe owner made some purchases but doesn't know how to quite pull it together. What do you do when you walk into the front door and you see a lot of objects, clutter?
Well, again, for someone selling their home, that's going to be a big deal because you want to make sure that they take all that clutter out. But if someone's living there, you've got to have some storage solutions that are smart and appropriate for the homeowner. They've got to be able to live. They have a lifestyle. They need the ease, but yet they need the solution that's going to look good too. So I do a lot with that. And I do a lot of closet organization, a lot of different types of designing so that it's right and it's very user friendly. As far as selling the home, again, decluttering is huge. I mean, that's going to be, you know, a big part of my business is just to get that clutter out of the way. And for new homeowners, I had a client several years ago. She was building a new home, and we were looking at cabinets. And she is one of those, a very busy mom, had a lot of, she was part of the school functions and had a lot of paperwork out on her kitchen client or counter because that was where she did most of her phone calling and whatever she did, and wonderful at that. But yet, there was no place to prepare the food. So we really got some good solutions for their new home. I suggested, let's get some taller cabinets in the area that she was going to be working. We'll get a nice organizational piece so that you don't have to have all this clutter, but there's a place for everything. So the cabinetry went from counter to almost to the ceiling. We had some there's some nice space for some accents there, but it solved that problem. And I go into her new home today and it's beautiful, and it stays that way because it was the right piece, it's the right cabinet for that area. So it's just really looking and listening to what the client needs.
And how they live their life.
And how they live their lives, absolutely.
Okay. And that's such a simple solution for a problem. You know, lots of times people want that space between the top of their cabinet and the ceiling, but you know, some people wouldn't even think about taking the cabinets all the way up.
Right. And again, lighting is good, and you can keep them open with glass covers. You can have some nice accents in there, nice inside lighting. Recessed lighting is beautiful now. I mean, some of those smaller pieces are just create such a really nice ambiance in the kitchen. And people live in the kitchen, so why not make it beautiful? Even doing some designs, I know where a lot of people congregate in the kitchens, and I love to even, if they have a big enough space, we create a sitting area, not just a table, but something that they would feel comfortable to. And I think it's just listening to what the client needs, looking at their lifestyle and making it fun and who they, you know, really kind of patterning it after how they live and what they're all about.
It's smart.
It is smart, and it's going to save them money in the overall because they're not just getting things. They're not just going out and doing the same old. They're really designing something and getting what is going to work for them and that they'll love it 10 years from now. And that's one of the big things that I want to do. That's my goal when I am working with someone. I don't want them to just love it for the first week. I want them to love it, you know, 10, 20 years down the line.
Love it and be able to use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, use it and love it and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So great. Okay, good. That was a great story. So what else do you do when you go to a home? What else do you look for? As important as that inside is, I have to tell you, I can write that in an ad. I could say you must see the inside of the home. But if the outside is not inviting, it doesn't really matter what the inside looks like, because if somebody, and a lot of people call us for addresses and they want to do a drive-by first. If they go by that house and something is not right, they're going to pick right up on it. Mm-hmm. So what do you say about the outside?
I think it's huge. I mean, again, it's like the first, it's that first impression. Curb appeal is what it is. It's curb appeal. And you've got to make it, you're showcasing your home. You want it to be someplace where you want people to drive in and say, oh, honey, I got to see that house. It looks great. And people will know. They'll see those little details. And it's not just the wives. It's the husbands. It's the, you know, I meet a lot of, you know, wonderful clients, and it's interesting to see the dynamics between them. But they're going to want to see a well-maintained, you know, yard. And things don't have to be, you know, perfect, but yet they have to be almost perfect, you know, and I say that with tongue in cheek, but I do feel that you really are showcasing your home. You want it to be the best that it can be. And again, that front door is going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
That's where usually the focal point of the home is the front door. People usually look at that front door.
Right.
And the belongings on the front porch.
Right.
And
right.
if it's strewn with clutter and personal objects, usually they think, uh-oh, that's not something I really want to see.
Yeah, and it's a time, if you have to, you know, stain or paint a porch, you know, the small amount of investing in getting that painted or a new front door or, you know, even taking, and again, there's some different tricks that you can use to make your outdoor, you know, look good, especially for open homes, for the open houses that you have. You know, there's different tricks, and not everybody knows them, but you can really, really make something that's just okay look really, really great just with some tweaking and rearranging and just getting it just right. But again, we were talking about just some minimal cost. It might just be paint. It might be new fixtures, hardware fixtures, lighting fixtures, small investment, landscape lighting, new stones.
As much as that interior lighting is important, as you said, it's not only the bright, but it's the crisp, updated look. The outside, if you have bulbs missing, if they're broken, if they don't all work, it leaves an impression that maybe the house isn't taken care of.
Right, some nice new mulch maybe fixed up nice, and sometimes it's old and things just not very appealing. You only have one chance to make that first impression.
That is so true. It really is. And again, it's just, and cleaning. I think cleaning your windows and getting everything to just sparkle. I mean, you really need to, this is the one and only time. So, yes, to make a really good first impression is huge, from the outside to the inside. And don't forget the kids' rooms and the bathrooms and, you know, all those things, because people, they want to know those. They want to see closets. And
if they open that closet and they get...
And it explodes.
Right.
Now, that happens all the time. Boom! How big is the closet? I have no idea because it's full of stuff.
Right. And that's one thing that I do. I mean, when we go through... And the consult is a very, very important part of my business, where when we look at everything, we'll go through the house and we do a room-by-room analysis, so that when I can do my full checklist and report that they get... We do item by item, room by room. And again, it could be overwhelming, but I try to take the overwhelm out of it all so that they don't have to worry. They have enough on their plate trying to sell their home, getting a new home, doing all those other logistics that they have to do. And it could be a very, it's a stressful time for them. And it's a good stress, but yet we're trying to really minimize that overwhelm in their lives.
The pressure.
Yeah, the pressure.
Take the pressure off.
Absolutely.
So you come in and you sit down. It's called the consultation. Mm-hmm. What are do you have fees usually?
I do. And again, the fees are going to be dependent on the home. I mean, and how long I'm there. But generally, for a redesign, if someone wants to do a room, that's not going to be as you know, long as someone doing a whole house, right?
Okay.
So,
and square footage, I'm sure the larger the home, the more expensive your services are.
Right.
But generally speaking, if you can give us an idea.
Generally speaking, I mean, if I'm going to be meeting someone, I mean, it could be $50. It could be up to $150. So for that consult. So it's generally around there. It's very comparable to other companies. And I try to keep everything very, very reasonable. I think it works for people. It really does. And the investment that they do in this consult can save them so much money in the end, because we're giving really, really good solutions for them. And I do have clients that, I've had staging clients who just wanted the consult, and they got the checklist, and that's fine too. So really whatever works for them, you know, of course, doing the floor plans and doing the rearranging is part of the service. And so it does give them that overall beautiful placement of things so that it's right and they don't have to worry about it.
And you do all that?
I do all of that.
Now, do you find that the homeowner or the person that, you mean, if you're doing a move-in service, if you're placing that furniture for that buyer that's moving into that new home, or if you're staging the home for sale, do you find that they want to be part of what you're doing?
Some do and some don't.
Okay.
Some really just want you to do it, and because they have enough on there, they don't
right.
really want to do it. They're
that
working.
Would be me.
They're busy. And again, there might be some minimal purchases that we need to make, and of course we're very, very careful because many times they don't want to buy anything new because they're moving. But every now and then they need to rent something, or they need to just use something, and sometimes I've even had props that I bring in, and it's really just part of the whole of the showing. But and again, every client is going to be a little bit different. I really work with budgets and different people that are, you know, what they want to do. So I try to listen to what their needs are, and then take it from there. Every client is different.
So you tailor what you do to suit the client's needs.
Right, within reason.
Okay.
Within reason.
All right, good, Mary. If you can give us your contact information, Mary Justice of Simply New, your website, please.
It's simplynewsr.com, and I can also be reached on my phone, 570-575-6936, or email mjustice, J-U-S-T-I-S, at epics.net.
Thank you so much for your time, and if you would be willing to come back, we'd love to talk to you about repurposing next week,
great.
If you could.
Thank you. I would love to.
Okay, great. Pat, do you have a listing?
Yes. This is a very nice 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch located at 30 Birch Street in Jefferson Township for $174,000. It's on a half-acre lot. It has nice room sizes. It's got 2 fireplaces and a very nice, large finished basement. That's great for a rec room. That's what they use it for now. Also, it has a large sunroom on the back of the house. It also has a new shed for all your stuff that you can keep out of the house at the end of the driveway. So if you're looking for a ranch, this might be it. That's a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath house at 30 Birch Street in Jefferson Township for $174,000. That's listed by Valerie Widman of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip of the day from Better Homes and Gardens: check if your aluminum siding or brickwork needs washing or gutters need cleaning. If dead leaves are spilling over from the eaves, buyers tend to get a negative impression. If the home has a deck, make sure the stain or paint looks fresh. Good-looking patio furniture will contribute to the look of the backyard and create a homey feeling. And clean up yard clutter. Put away those kids' outdoor toys to help enhance the size of the yard.
Oh, so I should clean out those plants that are growing out of my gutters? It looks like little oak trees. Maybe I should get rid of them?
Oh, yeah, I would say so, yeah. Definitely. And they're probably doing some damage, too.
It could be.
They not only look unsightly, they're probably not really good for the health of
those. Pull the gutter plants right off the building.
There you go. It's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. Again, with Jackie Ruddy, broker, and Pat Devaney, assistant.
Assistant? No, I've been promoted. Thank you very much.
Fellow realtor. If you have any real estate questions during the week,
feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We're here on the Real Estate Roundtable at those times. Thanks for listening and have an extraordinary weekend.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar. bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.